All right, so you know how it is. You got this big sales meeting coming up, right?
Yeah.
And you want to like really just crush it, but you don't want to just, use those same old tricks. You want something a little more powerful, something to give you that edge. And that's what we're diving into today.
Yeah.
We're going to talk all about mastering modern selling, with data.
Love it.
And get this, our expert speaker today is not your typical sales guru.
Oh.
They've actually got a background in military intelligence
That's right.
and digital transformation.
Yep.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's pretty interesting actually how much those fields overlap with sales. When you
Yeah.
think about it, like in intelligence, you're gathering information, you're analyzing it, you're using it to predict behavior and influence outcomes.
Right.
It's about understanding the landscape, the players involved and what motivates them. And I feel like that translates pretty well.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
It's like you're strategizing a mission.
Right.
But instead of infiltrating like a top secret facility,
Yeah.
you're trying to win over a client and secure that deal.
Exactly. And then when you bring in digital transformation,
Right.
it's all about using technology to create those advantages.
For sure. Okay, so let's break this down a little more.
Yeah.
Where does data really fit into all of this?
Okay. So data, it all starts with really understanding the customer.
Okay.
And I'm not just talking about, surface level demographics or
Right.
like job titles or anything like that. This is about stepping into their shoes and really like experiencing their world.
Got it.
What's the company culture like?
Yeah.
What kind of challenges are they facing that might go beyond what your product even addresses? Data can help you piece together this complete picture of your customer
Yeah.
that you wouldn't get from just basic
So
interactions.
it's almost like you're building this detailed profile, but not in a creepy way.
Right.
You're using information to build empathy and become a valuable resource.
Exactly. That deep understanding is what builds trust. And it positions you as an advisor, not just someone pushing a product.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. Who would you rather work with? Someone who just sees you as a transaction, or someone who genuinely gets your world and wants to help you succeed?
Oh, definitely someone who understands me and you know what I need
Right.
and like my challenges and stuff.
Exactly.
But how do we actually use data to build this kind of understanding?
Right.
I mean, it's not all about, stalking their LinkedIn, is it?
Well, no, there are definitely more sophisticated methods than that.
Okay, good.
You need to dig deeper into the data that's available,
Right up.
information about their company, their industry, their competitors, even their customers.
Wow.
What are their goals?
Okay.
What are their pain points?
Yeah.
What are their top priorities? These are all clues that are going to help you understand what makes them tick.
It's almost like you're a detective, like piecing together a puzzle using all these different data points.
Exactly. And once you have that clear picture, you can start thinking strategically about how your product or service fits into their world.
Right.
How can you help them achieve their goals? How can you solve their problems? How can you make their lives easier or their businesses more successful?
So this is really making me rethink how to prep for these sales meetings.
Yeah.
It's not just about having a good pitch anymore.
Right.
It's about this deep data-driven understanding.
Think of it as a carefully planned military operation.
Okay.
You wouldn't go into battle without a solid plan, right?
Yeah.
You'd study the terrain, you'd
Okay.
gather intelligence on your opponent, you'd try to anticipate their moves. Selling's no different.
Now, this is where it gets really interesting for me. You've mentioned preparation a couple times now.
Yes.
I'm all about real-world examples.
Okay.
Can you give me a story about how this deep prep helped you win over a client? I'm
Absolutely.
sure our listeners would love to hear this.
So I have this deal
Okay.
where I was trying to get in front of this executive who was notorious for hating vendors.
Oh. He told me he would not give me the time of day, but
Whoa.
I had done my homework. I really went deep. I didn't just know his company's basic info.
Oh.
I understood their recent acquisitions, the
Really?
struggles they were having integrating their systems,
Wow.
even the CEO's public statements about their growth strategy.
He went all out.
Well, I finally got in front of him,
Okay.
thanks to some internal champions on his team who saw the value. When I did, I didn't waste his time with a generic pitch.
Good.
I acknowledged their specific challenges. I connected those challenges to his CEO's vision,
Right.
and I basically said, "Look, we get your world,
Yeah.
and here's how we can help you win."
So instead of pushing your product, you showed him that you were on his team.
Exactly. He
Nice.
was skeptical at first, but that level of preparation disarmed him. It showed that I wasn't just there to make a sale.
Mm-hmm.
I was there to partner with them and help them achieve their goals. We ended up closing a significant deal.
And that executive actually became one of our biggest advocates.
That is an awesome story.
Yeah.
So data-driven preparation is key.
Yes.
But I think a lot of salespeople out there, they might be feeling frustrated. You know, they're constantly being pressured to log all this activity into their CRM.
Yeah.
Which, you know, sometimes leads to less than meaningful data.
I hear you on that. Yeah. It's the classic garbage in, garbage out problem. And it's a valid concern if you're just focused on hitting those activity metrics without considering the quality or the context of those interactions. You're not really getting valuable intel.
Right. So how do we move beyond just logging activity and actually get some useful insights from our CRM? I know our listeners want to know the secret.
All right. Well, the key is to corroborate the data.
Okay.
Don't just look at the numbers on their face.
Right.
Ask critical questions.
All right.
What's the quality of these interactions? Are they leading to meaningful conversations and building deeper relationships? Or are they just check marks on a to-do list? What's missing from the data that could reveal a hidden opportunity or potential roadblock?
So we're really trying to uncover the story behind all the numbers.
Exactly. And this is where the human element comes in. You know, encourage your team to have those open and honest conversations with each other and with you. You know, like those two beers in conversations where the real insights come out.
I love that.
That's where you get the challenges, the breakthroughs, the gut feelings about a deal.
It's like, okay, tell me what you think I want to hear.
Yeah.
But now tell me what's really going on.
That's it. And that's where the magic happens.
Yeah.
You start to see patterns, you connect the dots, and you gain a much deeper understanding of your customers and your sales process.
Okay, so we're getting some real intel from our CRM.
Right.
But how do we take this data and turn it into, you know, actionable strategies?
Well, it's about shifting our mindset on what activity in the CRM really means.
So you're saying it's not just about tracking calls and emails.
Right. It's about capturing those subtle details of the customer journey.
Give me an example.
Okay. Instead of just logging that you left a voicemail, jot down what you learned about the prospect's priorities or challenges from that call.
Okay.
Instead of simply recording an email sent, tag it with insights about the specific use case they're interested in or the competitor they might be using.
So you're turning your CRM into this living, breathing database of knowledge.
Exactly. And you can even use it to drive innovation.
Oh.
At my company, we tag interactions in our CRM to reveal trends, new use cases, even anticipate potential market shifts.
Wow.
It's become this gold mine of insights.
So you're not just managing activity.
Yeah.
You're using it to know what's coming next.
That's the power of data when you use it strategically.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've talked about data a lot.
We have.
But I feel like there's a big topic that we've kind of, you know, skirted around.
You mean the AI elephant in the room?
Exactly.
Yeah.
A lot of salespeople are wondering if AI is going to make them obsolete.
Yeah, it's a hot topic for sure.
I bet our listeners are curious to hear your perspective.
Yeah, well, look, I'm not going to sugarcoat it.
Yeah.
The sales landscape is changing and AI is a big part of that change.
Right.
But I see AI as more of an enabler than a replacement.
Okay.
It can take care of those tedious administrative tasks.
Yeah.
It can provide us with data-driven insights.
Uh-huh.
And it can even help us improve our communication skills.
So it's like having a super-powered assistant who can handle all the boring stuff and then free you up to focus on what humans are good at.
Exactly.
Building relationships and solving problems.
Think about it. Would you rather spend your day manually entering data and crafting generic emails? Or would you rather be out there having strategic conversations, understanding your customers' unique needs, and developing creative solutions?
Yeah, I'd much rather be, you know, building relationships and closing deals.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where AI can really shine.
Okay.
It can help you identify the best prospects, tailor your messaging to their specific needs, and even anticipate objections before they come up.
That makes me feel a lot more optimistic about the future of sales.
Yeah.
It's not about being replaced by robots. It's about using tech to be more effective, more strategic, and ultimately a better seller.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Yeah.
It's about embracing the power of data and AI, but never losing sight of that human element that's at the heart of every sale.
Mm.
It's about combining the art and the science of selling to create those win-win outcomes for both you and your customers.
Love that.
Yeah, it's about embracing the power of data and AI, but never losing sight of that human element that's at the heart of every sale. It's about combining the art and the science of selling to create those win-win outcomes for both you and your customers.
Love that.
Yeah.
So as our listeners are, you know, getting ready for that big meeting,
yeah,
how can they put all this amazing advice into action?
Well, it's all about going beyond those surface level metrics. Don't just look at the numbers, dive into the story they're telling.
Okay.
What patterns are you seeing in your CRM that reveal your ideal customer profile? What are those qualitative insights from your team
uh-huh.
that point to emerging needs or pain points in the market?
We need to think like detectives.
Yes,
exactly. I mean, it's not just about the numbers. It's about connecting the dots and seeing the full picture.
Right. And remember, data is only one piece of the puzzle. You still need to tap into your intuition, your empathy,
mm-hmm.
and your ability to build genuine human connections. Data is there to inform and empower your approach.
Okay.
But it doesn't replace the human element of selling.
This has been an incredible deep dive.
It has.
I feel like I've gotten a complete masterclass in modern selling.
I'm glad to hear that.
But before we wrap up, I want to leave our listeners with one final thought-provoking question.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, here it is. What blind spots might be hiding in your data? We tend to look for what we expect to see,
yeah.
what confirms our existing beliefs. But what if the most valuable insights are the ones that challenge our assumptions?
That's a good point. It's like, don't just look for the data that supports your hypothesis.
Right.
Look for the data that might disprove it.
Exactly. Challenge yourself to look for the unexpected, the anomalies, mm-hmm. those data points that make you go, huh, that's interesting. I wonder why that is.
Right.
Those are the sparks that can ignite true innovation and take your sales game to a whole new level.
So there you have it, folks.
Yeah.
Mastering modern selling isn't just about numbers. It's about understanding the human element. Using information to build trust, to anticipate needs, and to create solutions that truly make a difference. And who knows, maybe that hidden insight lurking in your data is the key to unlocking your team's next big breakthrough.
And take your sales game to a whole new level.
So there you have it, folks. Mastering modern selling isn't just about numbers. It's about understanding that human element, using information to build trust, to anticipate needs, and to create solutions that really make a difference. And who knows, maybe that hidden insight lurking in your data is the key to unlocking your team's next big breakthrough.